We'd like to welcome everybody to another episode of Boxing is Life on the Burrito Radio Show. I am your host, 2B1 Energy. And once again, we have the legendary Baba Zande with us to talk about the Mike Tyson-Roy Jones fight coming up. I want to say it's coming up later this month. Welcome to the show, Baba Zande.
Hey, thank you for having me. I appreciate the offer to come back. I enjoyed the I've been listening. I enjoyed the other shows. I enjoyed the burrito show where you handicapped the burritos. 2B2 was on there as a favorite of mine. So yeah, it's a good show, and I'm glad to be back.
Nice. And what we're gonna do is, like I said, we're gonna talk about the Mike Tyson Roy Jones fight coming up. Do you I know, just offhand, do you know when that fight is?
Well, it was scheduled, I believe, for September, but they moved it back to November.
Ah, the night hype thing, right? Doing the hype thing, right?
Right. They're letting it gas up a little bit.
So let me ask you this: both of those are legendary fighters, correct?
Right. Oh, for sure.
In your opinion, just a real quick synopsis as far as like each one of their careers. First, let's start with Roy Jones Jr. Give us your opinion about how his career went when he was in his prime, or his whole entire career. What's your take on his career?
I think you don't even have to be a boxing fan to give an opinion on this one. But Roy Jones was one of the greatest fighters of this generation, considered unbeatable in his prime. He just had it was like an inhuman combination of speed, power, and reflexes and self-belief. He just did things in the ring that you never saw before, you never saw since. Just an amazing, amazing, amazing fighter.
Nice. And what about Mike Tyson? Just your quick synopsis on Mike Tyson.
Well, again, I mean, I'm not going to say anything that the listeners don't know, but Mike Tyson was a destructive force, the youngest heavyweight champion of all time. He went through everybody like they were standing still. People were beat before they ever got into the ring. He was, and more than that, he became a cultural icon. He made lots and lots of money, lots of fame. Just a also considered unbeatable in his prime, although his prime was a lot shorter because of other reasons, but a destructive force. And I'd say, one of probably the 10 best heavyweights that have ever lived.
Interesting. I put him up there. As far as like, I know maybe not so much more for Roy Jones Jr., but for Mike Tyson, given the drama in his life, How much, I know this is titled Boxing is Life, how much has the drama really hurt his boxing career as far as like the drama that he went to or what he could have been?
Well, legacy-wise, I don't think it hurt him legacy-wise, anyone who knows the game. But, what could he have been if he could have stayed more focused? Who's to say? But, what did he not do? He beat everybody there was to beat. Who knows if he ever would have beat Evander if he would have stayed with the custom model style. The custom model passed away. Stayed with Kevin Rooney. So, you can make an argument that he could have went, a little bit farther boxing-wise, but he went just about as far as you can go. That was probably part of the problem, is that there were no more mountains to climb. So, he fell off outside the ring.
So unlike other fighters, he didn't really look at the legacy status of, let's say, Muhammad Ali or, let's say, Joe Louis, where he wanted to keep the title for as long as possible. He kind of fell into that trap of being so idolized that it kind of created the drama in his life.
Well, if you read his book, he's a huge boxing historian, way more than you or I. So I think that he started off this way. But if you can imagine having 10 times the money you ever thought you'd have, 10 times the women you thought you'd ever have, 100 times the fame you thought you'd ever have, and what would you do with it? And
It's a heavy burden. I mean, to carry.
Yeah, you know, I mean, who knows what anyone would do with all that? Would you keep the same focus and the same energy? And plus, when everyone around you is just throwing money at you, and they're not, you know, helping you to stay where you got. So, you know, who's to say? Who's to say? Most boxers they fall off. Most boxers do fall off after their runs. So I think Mike did great. I think he did more than great. He's a Hall of Fame fighter, and people are still flocking to him now. So he's still got the fame. He's, you know, he's still great.
Now, with Golden Jr., it was a little bit different. It was, I want to say he has such a unique boxing skill, boxing style, that once his physical skill started to wane is when he started getting exposed.
I think that's absolutely right. I think that Roy Jones was so far above everyone, speed, reflexes, power. He could put his hands behind his back. He could play basketball, a professional basketball game, you know, that morning and come back and whoop somebody's behind that night, which he did. I think it was against a cop. I think his name was Frazier, I think. But he was just so otherworldly that everybody's body starts to betray them. And so he didn't have to learn how to fight as much as the others. So when his speed and reflexes and power start to go, there you go. That's what happened.
So should as a fighter age in the fight game, should they fight less, or should they actually keep on fighting regularly, even though their skills might be weighing down because of all the fights they had?
Well, I think that if you know the game, just the mental of a fight, and as you get larger, I mean, I never got that large, so I'm just presupposing it just from studying it. It's difficult just to maintain that. Well, you have to fight less. I mean, your body demands it, your mental demands it. So it's just part of it. I don't think there's any great fighter that continued, you know, the same level of fighting as they got larger and became champions. So that's just part of the game.
And if you had to say some of Roy Jones Jr. better victories, what would you say is some of his best victories were?
Oh, Roy Jones, let me see. B-Hop I never seen him look better. And Bernard Hopkins is a great in his own right. And to beat
They fought once.
Oh, I'm sorry. Cut that. I meant James Toney.
James Toney. So he fought James Toney, and he looked just amazing.
Yeah.
That was at light heavyweight though, right?
Nah, I believe that was middleweight.
That was before James Toney got big.
Yeah. Well, James Toney had different issues with the discipline part, but yeah.
What's another great victory for Roy Jones Jr. in his career?
Let me think. Gosh, he had so many. I mean, he stretched on the Murky Sosa was a good win for Roy Jones. I think that going and winning the light heavyweight title. I mean, anytime you can go and switch divisions and keep doing your thing. So moving up from middleweight to super middleweight to light heavy, I just think that he made everybody look so average. But these were great fighters, even so. So I don't know. The James Toney fight sticks out to me.
Right. As far as like Mike Tyson, what about some of his better victories in his career?
Jones
Bone Crusher Smith, was that Bone Crusher?
Well, Bone Crusher held on a lot. I thought that winning the title against Burbick when he was 20, he looks destructive there. He had Michael Spinks just, you know, terrified from, you know,
the war. Well, I won that fight before he even started.
But, you know, believe it or not, I thought Mike looked really good, really destructive. The first time somebody really hit him back, and the first time somebody hit him back was Razor Ruddock, and he proved that he's a fighter. You know, he can't just Even if you're not scared and you hit Mike back, he's gonna come back and get some more. So that was a good fight. Strong, Mike looked strong in that fight too. But you know, that run where he was beating Bone Crusher, Pinklin Thomas, Tyrell Biggs, he was making Tyrell Biggs was an Olympic gold medalist, and he just made all these guys just melt. Again, so when you're that much better than the competition, sometimes you don't get in good fights until you do start to slip, and which is what happened with both of these guys.
Now, before we go on break, Roy Jones Jr. became a boxing analyst. Do you think his boxing analyst skills was in comparison to his fighting skills? Do you think he was decent? Do you think he was pretty accurate?
Well, I think like most fighters, you know, and I don't think most fighters make necessarily good. They may not be as good on the mic as they are in the ring, because you know, a fight, especially when that great, they judge it through that lens of greatness. So of course, you know, no one can do that. They'll say, well, why don't the guy just do this? Well, yeah, Roy, if he's Roy Jones, he would do it, but he's not. So, you know, so I'd say, okay, it's entertaining to listen to older fighters maybe that weren't so great, but that can put themselves in the situation of someone not quite as talented. But he was good and he was funny.
Right. But Mike Tyson, his afterlife and boxing career was a little bit different, correct?
Yes.
And so please, real quick, explain to us why Tyson couldn't really find a groove in establishing a,
Well, because I believe it's I believe Mike Tyson is a, you know, and obviously I haven't sit and, you know, talked with Mr. Tyson, but I believe he's an introvert. So I don't believe that he's comfortable. I've never seen him on the mic analyzing fights, over an entire fight card. And Mike is not, you know, charming this way. Now, not that you have to be charming to be a fighter, but you have to, you know, have some charisma. And Mike is just he's a destroyer. You know, there ain't nobody to beat up, so he ain't gonna be as good at that.
He was on that documentary featuring Sonny Liston. But he didn't really talk with a lot of flair. He just kind of just said what he had to say, and
he's been on his documentary too. Tyson. I just watched it the other night, as a matter of fact. So just hearing him talk about boxing when he doesn't, you know, when he, like you said, when he just has to speak to it, that's Mike Tyson. Of course, you got to listen. He's talking about his own life, but to give opinions on other fighters and about fights and about the game in general, he doesn't seem to be interested in that. He's interested in, you know, hitting people.
Right. That's his talent.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, we're going to take a short pause for the cause. We're here with Baba Zande. We're talking about the Mike Tyson, Roy Jones fight. They just pushed it back to November. We just found that out. We're going to take a short break, y'all. This is the Burrito Radio Show. We'll be back in a short moment.
Hola, somos Azul Jewelry y estás escuchando el show del Burrito Radio Show.
Have you ever wondered how the pedicab industry got started? You know, the guys and gals that travel people around town? Well, purchase the book Pedicab Hearsay, available on Amazon.com, both electronic and hard copy. Get the stories today.
Fresh food for the fresh body. What goes in fresh comes out healthy. Be sure to visit your local farmers market, and trust me, you'll feel much better.
Hey, you guys, we're over here at Marcella June's Coffee Lounge. Our address is 8513 La Mesa Boulevard. We sell herbal medicine and coffee and tea, and we're working on a lot of community projects to get some massage therapy going in with all this. You can reach us at 619-504-9494. We're open Monday through Friday again, please come on by. Thank you very much.
And we're back with Baba Zande on the Burrito Radio Show. The program is called Boxing is Life. Life related to boxing. It's kind of ironic that you brought up Bernard Hopkins and he became a champion late in his career at the age, I want to say at 48?
Yes. In addition to being a champion when he's younger as well.
Now, they're saying Bernard Hopkins is actually calling out Roy Jones to fight. Right now, even though Roy Jones is scheduled to fight Mike Tyson, let me ask you, do you know if this is going to be an actual sanctioned fight for their record, or is this just a straight exhibition match? Or, I mean, is this going to
be between Roy Jones and Tyson?
Yeah.
Everything I've seen says exhibition.
So, if this is not really going to count against their record, right?
Right.
Please, how is this fight going to go to you? Is this going to be just a kind of show me, like, you know, whatever, show and tell, like, you know, like, yeah, thanks for hyping it up. And, you know, we're just going to give you a little, you know, kind of like a wrestling, but it's going to be boxing wrestling.
Well, that's what makes it interesting. I mean, if I'm guessing, and I would still pay for the fight because a chance to see just the two in the ring moving around is this is two Hall of Famers, two all-time greats. But my guess is that it is not, they're not going to be trying to beat each other. I mean, I think it's going to be, you know, in sparring, you can go 60%, you can go 80, you can go 90, or you can go full. I think they'll probably go 80. You know, I don't think that they will attempt to hurt each other. They're both, you know, the body moves a little bit differently. You're still strong, but you know, I mean, it's just different. So I heard Mike say before he retired that he didn't have the fighting guts anymore after his last loss against Kevin McBride. That isn't just comeback, you know. And I think
that guy, right?
Huh?
He was pretty out of shape against McBride.
He was out of shape. Well, you know, the body's in shape. His mind, the mental, you know, wasn't there. You know, you have to have the mental to go in and, you know, want to hurt people. And 54 years old and kids that he has. And, I hear him say, you know, I'm going for the knockout and that sort of thing. But, you know, I mean, Mike owns a marijuana farm now, you know. So he stays happy. So you don't just flip that switch. So that makes it a don't know about how competitive the fight's going to be.
So in other words, in your expert opinion, it could be like not like wrestling of the actors, but it definitely wouldn't be like as if they were in their prime talking about, I'm hungry, I want to like make sure that my next payday is going to be strong.
No, I don't think it'll be WWE, but I also don't think it'll be Mike did an exhibition after he retired a year or so against a big heavyweight named Corey Sanders, and they booed him out of the ring because it was so sloppy. I don't think it'll be that. I think that it'll be, you know, they'll be moving good, looking good, but I don't think it's going to be where they're trying to take each other's head off. I could be wrong. I could be wrong, but we'll see.
Well, let me ask you this. You checked out both fighters. Do you think they pushed it back so they can be in better shape, or do you think they pushed it back so they can, like, actually gain the hype and actually get sales? Because this is a fundraiser, right? They're raising up funds?
Yeah, so they're getting paid, too, I believe. But and like I said, I'm not privy to the financial details, but you can get in shape at their age. You can get in better shape than you were when you're young.
Well, their bodies actually have rested a long time for them to actually recover.
Yes.
As well as mentally, too, like, you know, to say, hey, I'm back in the mix. Don't you feel like sometimes, whether it's boxing, basketball, baseball, football, golf, that the actual superstar misses the people shouting their name all the time?
Yeah, I would say that that's probably true.
And it might be a drug, kind of like a high that, you know, these fighters – knowing that the fight game is, I guess, is not like it once was.
I would say that that is absolutely true.
So how can the public be enamored with two old guys getting into the ring, even though there's a bunch of young guys out there saying, "Hey, I got a name. I'm doing this. What's up with that?"
Well, I mean, and I'd ask you a rhetorical question: what icons are in the game right now? So, you know, and that's a rhetorical question. You get a chance to see an icon do his thing, even if it ain't exactly how it was, even if it's not 100% real. I would be disappointed if it was WWE style, where, you know, they knock each other out, or Evander Holyfield runs in and knocks them both out and challenges them to, you know. I'd be disappointed if it was like that. But
yeah, but I mean, like, okay, let me put it like this. Let's say they were to go 100%, okay? Hypothetically, right? Who would get the better of who?
At this point?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'll tell you. Let me tell you. If they were to go 100%, and this is just a guess, and I am probably the worst at picking fights. Matter of fact, if I pick a fight, go the other way. Because I'm, you know, generally, like a fight, I pick with my heart. But on this one, if you look at Mike got beat when he got outsized, and plus or not in shape. Buster Douglas had like a 11-inch reach advantage. Lennox Lewis was bigger than him. Even Kevin McBride, you know, these guys were bigger than him so that they could do things physically that a smaller man that might be a better fighter couldn't do. And the one exception is Holyfield, who might have been stronger than Mike. You know, pushed him around the ring if you watch that fight. Roy, he got caught standing still. So I say, which one is more likely to happen? Roy Jones is not going to out-tough Mike Tyson. He's not going to physically bully him. And whereas before, and they were supposed to fight after Roy won the heavyweight title. But at this point, with the reflexes gone, if they went hard, I would expect Roy to get caught standing still because he's not going to out physical and muscle up on Mike Tyson. I'd say Tyson probably takes him out.
You said if they were to go 100%, Tyson would win.
That'd be my guess.
But if Tyson and Holyfield got in the ring right now, Tyson might lose again.
I don't know. I saw Evander working out because as soon as Mike made his announcement, Evander made his, and Mike looks a little bit fast. Evander looks, you know, look his age, you know, he was popping his jab slow like Baba Zande pops his out there. I'm like, I don't know. I think I could time you on that. It didn't look like it did, which is not supposed to do, like when you're 30. But I think that Mike takes advantage out at this point.
Zande, the question remains, should there be some type of senior circuit? No different than, let's say, golf when they're senior circuit?
Well, the difference between boxing and golf is you don't get punched in the face, you know, in golf, you know. But if people want to see it and there's safety in place, I say, you know, why not? If it's, you know, George Foreman did it until what, 48? Hopkins was 50. So if you're in shape and, you know, I thought that if they're going to do that, make it be, you know, 3-5 rounds, 2-minute rounds and do a tournament, you know. I would tune in, but there has to be, you know, you have to protect definitely have to protect a fighter against himself, because fighters will go until the wheels fall off.
Until they say to stop, yeah. So Roy Jones comes in as an underdog, you say, if it was 100%.
Yeah.
Sure. I saw Roy Jones training on video the other day, and he looked pretty fast, looked pretty skilled still.
Yeah, but I mean, Roy's not, he's not a timing fighter. He's not a skill fighter. You know, if you watch him in his youth, you know, he held his hand. He did things that only he could do. He held his hands down low and he pulled back. And, you know, I mean, he just did things differently. So he has habits. It's one thing to work out on the bag, but Mike is working out like he's, you know, and he got to get hit back too. So there'd be some change to that too, but I just, Roy's not that type of fighter. He's an athletic fighter, and those skills, that physicality might have left him.
I for some reason, I don't know why I think this, I think Roy Jones is going to win the fight.
Well, you won't be able to tell because there's no judges for the fight.
What's that?
There's no judges for the fight.
Well, how are they going to determine who's the winner?
They're not trying to determine who's the winner.
So,
and if one fighter gets cut, they stop in the fight.
Oh, so it could be over in the third round.
It could be over in the first round, which could make it a, you know, you pay your money.
What kind of rules is this? There's no judges. If a fight, if somebody gets cut or knocked down too, what? I don't get that part.
We'll have to wait and see what happens. What I read is if one of them gets cut, the fight's over. The commission, they're not supposed to go hard at each other. Mike said,
they're not giving 100%. This is just a show and tell.
Well, this is a chance to see. I don't know if people, especially, you know, the younger listeners could ever remember seeing Mike Tyson, you know, in his prime live, and just the electricity and the savagery and the athleticism, et cetera. This is just a chance to see one of the great ones, you know, in their prime. This is not a new thing. I mean, Jack Dempsey did it. Joe Lewis did it. Older fighters, Jack Johnson did it. They go on tour to show. It's almost a circus thing, but people want to see their heroes one more again. Do it one more again.
Right. Well, like I said, it's good that I would say to keep the boxing game going, but it's kind of sad that there's no real true fighters out there to really take over their magnitude.
Well, I mean, Floyd left. Floyd Mayweather left. He was icon, cultural icon, big fighter. Manny Pacquiao's still there, but he's getting ready to pack it in. So, you know, really there's a hole. So perhaps these guys are saying, hey, I'm going to step in the hole and then give me some, you know, give me some love and make a couple of dollars.
So what do you think the fighters that are fighting right now think about these old guys, the older guys over here, the older fighters taking their little, like, you know, their pub? Like, as far as like with all the social media, with all the hype, you know, of who these guys are, the legends, don't you think an up-and-coming fighter right now who's either, you know, getting ready to fight for the championship, or don't you think they kind of like, you know, feel kind of like second-rated on this?
I don't know. I think that, you know, the fight game, there's everyone has a niche. It's like there's very few that, you know, I like fighters. I like all divisions. I like all fighters. Typically, you watch the fighter that you like and you compete.
Right, okay, real quick. Let's take Anthony Joshua, okay? Now, Anthony Joshua is supposed to be this, you know, big, super big heavyweight. I don't think Tyson could beat him right now.
Tyson cannot beat Anthony Joshua right now.
Right? Now, the other guy would be what? John Ruiz? Is that his name?
Andy Ruiz beat
Joshua. Fury. Yeah, Tyson Fury. Yeah. Now, don't you think those two are kind of like, you know, hey, well, you know, what about us? You know what I'm saying? You guys over here talking about Roy Jones Jr. and Tyson, what about us?
I don't think they're going to take any money out of their pocket. And I think that they could actually stoke additional interest in boxing so that people do start watching this, particularly if, you know, you might have and I don't know this, but if I'm the promoter, I put Anthony Joshua and Tyson Fury commentating on the fight. Maybe they do some WWE stuff, but, you know, to make it bigger, because I think a lot of people will tune in to see these two great icons. So I don't know, but I think that I can see where, you know, someone might feel like they're still in my shine, but I'm really, I think it only adds to it.
All right, we're going to take one more break. We're here with Baba Zande. He's our boxing expert about boxing his life. We're going to take one more break, y'all. This is the Burrito Radio Show.
You are listening to the Burrito Radio Show.
Hello, this is Ricky Elliott. I work under the umbrella of Primerica. And what we do is we teach families to earn more income, become properly protected, debt-free, and financially independent. My contact information is 619-867-1053.
Hi, this is Terry from Amethyst Moon. We'd like to tell you we're still here and open for business. We're located at 8329 La Mesa Boulevard in La Mesa Village. We have some new store hours temporarily from 11 to 6, Tuesday through Saturday, and we hope to see you soon.
Baba Zande will be back shortly after these messages. To Be One has a game called None Is Perfect Billiards. It is a game based on points, stroke play, pretty much. You get to find out what your score would be in comparison to the pros. It's one of the better games that's out there, and it's new and fresh for the 21st century. If you'd like to be on the players list or participate in one of the games or videos, contact None Is Perfect Billiards at nipbilliards@gmail.com. Get on the players list and take part in the fun today.
Hear the hum? Can you hear the hum?
This is 2B1 Entertainment, and we like to show our appreciation to Anchor.fm. It's a great way to actually get the word out, express yourself, to bring out some knowledge, and we all know knowledge is power. So be sure to utilize Anchor.fm as a platform to really get the messages out and really get people informed. Still One Motion, so ride the wave of life.
Having troubles with your electronic products, including your cell phone or maybe it's your laptop? Well, the Nerd Repair Center located on El Cajon Boulevard can help you out. Give them a call at 619-363-4210. They're located at 3829 El Cajon Boulevard. Their hours of operation are Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
We are back with Baba Zande. Baba Zande, one more time. What was your fight record back in the days?
My fight record back in the day was 10-2.
And you didn't fight as a heavyweight, right?
Well, I fought heavyweight as a smaller heavyweight, though. It was a mistake, though. I should have fought a lower division, but I was a smallerish heavyweight. I fought in the low 200s.
So let me ask you this. How would you fight first? How would you fight Roy Jones Jr.? How would you do it?
How would I fight him now?
How would you fight him now?
Okay, well, right now, since you know I'm a little older too, it might be a different story, but I'll tell you how I thought about that. If I got a chance to get one of these guys, you know. Understanding that these guys have talent and athletic skill that far exceed my own. But looking at it strategically, knowing what I can do with Roy Jones, his game is speed. And you have to fight a man and make him do the things he don't want to do or do the things that he don't want you to do. So I can't outspeed Roy Jones. I'd have to make him come to me and hope I could get in between one of his punches. You know, he's very, very, very fast. So I'd have to, you know, try to draw him in, cover up, try to get in between a punch and see if I could, you know, maybe get lucky.
Would you want to stay inside or outside his lead foot?
Let me see. Roy Jones, I'd have to – we have a similar reach. We have a similar reach. This is 74, mine 75. So I want to stay – but he's so fast. I'd have to get inside because I didn't see him as much inside. So I'd do something like get close, but not necessarily – but get close but still counter. That's what I would try to do.
So if Tyson was a fighter, 100%, that's the strategy that he would have used if this was a real fight.
Tyson has skills that I don't.
I'm just saying, like if you're training Mike Tyson, you would tell him, say, look, go on the inside, try to pressure him, put pressure.
If I was training Mike Tyson, I'd tell him keep him moving backwards. And you're right in a position to do that. I mean, you're a stronger man. You don't got the reach. Tyson's reach is 71, so you're not going to win the fight on the outside. But he's so fast, he can dip, get in, moving back and fire to the body. You know, and Roy's been knocked out. Not necessarily in his prime, but that's an easier fight for Mike Tyson to win than it is for Roy Jones to win.
Okay, how would you fight Tyson if you were fighting Tyson? How would you do it?
Woo! After the prayers, let me think. That's a hard fight to win. On that one, I got the reach, but you know, you look at the fighters. A lot of fighters had reach on Mike Tyson, and they didn't get there. So I'd fight him. There's not a man that's walking that I won't fight, but. Man, I don't know. You'd have to move. You got to move Mike back.
He likes to throw hooks, right?
He likes to throw hooks, but you can't throw a hook going backwards. So,
you can't hook with somebody that's a hooker.
No, but if you can get Mike moving back, look at Evander had him moving back or didn't go back, and Lennox Lewis had him moving back. Now, granted, Mike is a lot older than Buster Douglas. Had him going back. So you got to be able to back Mike up. You can't necessarily back him up with punches because he's a strong man. He can take a shot. But you may.
Yeah, but don't you have to have a strong jab against somebody like Mike Tyson? Somebody that has a nice.
He walks through jabs. And unless you're the bigger man, and I'm not the bigger
man. Wouldn't it help measure your maybe like a nice little combination or something like that? Set him up? Don't you have a setup type of thing?
It depends on your tool. Like Buster Douglas was taller with reach, so a jab will work with him. But Michael Spinks had reach that didn't work because he's not the bigger man. You got to get Mike moving back, and that's easy to say but hard to do. So, Holyfield just kept turning and going in circles around him. So I don't know if Holyfield was stronger or not, but
I don't like talking about that fight because Holyfield used his head a lot against Mike Tyson, and I thought that was a legal thing that they never did call. And
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, I guess if you can use your head to move him back,
He was definitely using his head, but trust me, he was just
if you can make Tyson move back, then you got a shot because he doesn't have the same power on his shots. Now, how would I move him back? That's the problem.
Well, let me ask you, how would you instruct Roy Jones to fight Mike Tyson if they were fighting 100%, mind you?
In circles.
So you have to continue this circle. Circle left, circle right.
Not running, but circle. He's got the reach advantage. He's got the speed advantage. And I would fight, if I was training Roy Jones, I would say, okay, Roy, we're not going to fight to knock Mike Tyson out. What we're going to do is we're going to fight to beat him up. It's a different fight. You understand? We ain't going to try to knock you out. We're going to try to hurt you. You know, we're going to hit you. We're going to sting you. We're going to move over here. We're going to do it some more. We're going to be out. We're going to be in. We're going to frustrate. We're going to sting. We're going to hurt your heart. We're going to hurt your pride. We're going to hurt your body. and see if we can't, you know, maybe stop you late.
Don't you think that it would be best for Roy Jones to play mostly defense to try to wear him down?
No. Mike Tyson is a predator. You sit, you lay there. Ali might have could have done the rope a dope, but
he I didn't say rope a dope. I said defense.
Well, I mean,
if Roy Jones Jr. is faster, right? If he's faster than him, then he probably can avoid a lot of his punches. What I'm told is that a missed punch is worse. If you throw a punch, all you're getting is air. That wears you out more than compared to if you just miss and you hit the body. Let's say it's not the right body.
Yes, but if you just and this is why I love boxing. You got so many opinions, and who knows, you know. But if you're just playing defense and you're not giving Mike nothing, I've seen he'll run through you. You'll be a highlight. You'll be he'll punch you through the air like a cartoon. You got to do something to keep him from going forward. And just playing defense is to do it, and you have to use your feet or your hands to move him back. So, and Roy is not defense is not his game anyway. So you got to play to your own strengths as a fighter. And with Roy, that's hand speed, being awkward.
See, if I was Roy Jones, I would try to counter with the straight right, and just try to stay away from those hooks. You have to expect those hooks are coming, and even the uppercut too. But I would just try to, like, you know, just throw a couple of combinations, dip, dip, dab, boop, 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 and then throw some more straight lead rights.
Because I think you're right. I agree with you, but to the extent that if Mike is doing that while he's moving forward, eventually you're gonna get caught. Everybody else did. There's nobody to beat Mike Tyson with him going forward. Every single one that beat him, whether starting with Buster and moving on to all of his loss, I think he lost 5 or 6. They all had to move him back. If you can't move him back, you're not going to win.
Right. Real quick, let's touch on Anthony Joshua and Tyson Fury. Do you think they're ever going to fight with all this stuff that's going on coming up this year? Or you think that's going to wait till 2021?
Do I think they're ever going to fight?
This year in 2020, I mean.
No, I don't think they're going to fight in 2020. I think that Tyson Fury has to get some unfinished business with a Deontay Wilder. If they do that, and if I'm told, I read that if he beats Wilder, then he has a mandatory with a Brit named Dillian White that he has to take or get stripped of his title, although I have an opinion about that. Joshua has to fight Pulev. And after that, his mandatory is Usyk. So if they fought, I would say it'd be late 21.
Now, one more time. Now, let's say Tyson wins against Roy Jones Jr. and Klitschko says, hey, I want some of this little hype thing that you want to do. Now, according to what you're saying, that would not be a good matchup for Tyson because Klitschko has longer, he's bigger, right?
That would be and younger.
And younger. In his 40s. Right?
Right.
So do you think that this is just a one-time thing for both fighters, or do you think they're going to continue to do this senior circuit exhibition, cut me, and then that's it, I'm going back to my farm?
I'm not sure, but I think that they're going to judge the reaction to it and then see if something. It may not even be Mike. It may be other seniors going out. You may see the Showtime against the Celtics again, you know? You might see, you know, Magic out there, you know, at his age, you know, Showtime.
They got the 3-on-3 basketball, old school dudes. I don't ever watch it. I'm not, like, you know, I'm not into watching old people. Like I think it's, me personally, I think it's kind of sad that these guys get into the ring or want to do something when they're old. I understand it's an exhibition. I understand that. But I mean, I just read about how Paul Vaden out of San Diego. Did you ever meet Paul Vaden?
No, I didn't, but I have heard of him, seen him fight. Middleweight.
Yeah, he killed the guy. I mean, he didn't kill him in the ring, but he beat him up so bad the guy died 5 days later.
Well, that can happen anytime you get in the ring.
And so if they're not going to go 100%, they're going to go 80%. If you're going to say, well, I got cut, now the fight's over, I'm cut, I'm done. There's no judges. I mean, how realistic? I mean, like, In other words, you don't if people don't want to get hurt, why go into the ring?
Well, and you can say the same thing for, George Foreman did. He fought five guys in one night. I mean, exhibitions in boxing, they happen when you get over it, but now you're just living off your name and the fame, you know? So it's not like these guys invented exhibitions. I mean, people that want to watch it and love the sport and love them and just like watching any old thing, let's like listen to an old song. It takes you back when you were younger. It's for nostalgia purposes. I say if people want to watch it, go. I'll be watching. I love the game though.
And if you had to pick an older matchup of any division, who would you want to see? Name a couple matches you would want to see of the older fighters finally saying, yo, you know what, let's do this.
I don't know that there's any that I want to see. I know that, for example, back when they were young, I wanted to see Lennox Lewis and Riddick Bowe fight as professionals. I wanted to see Tyson and Bowe fight as professionals. Just for the nostalgia of it, I'd like to see Hager and Leonard do it one more again, you know.
What about Pacquiao and Mayweather? Do you think they should get along on it again?
No, I don't think Pacquiao beats Mayweather. I don't think that they're still kind of active. I mean, I'd watch.
That's what I'm trying to say. Would you want to see Pacquiao and Mayweather get down?
I'd watch, but Mayweather's been out the game too long. You know, we got to let Floyd alone. He said he's retired, so we have to leave him alone.
What about B-Hop and Roy Jones Jr.? Would you finally want to see them get it down?
I would watch, but I don't know that the casual boxing fan would watch. I don't know that they were mainstream enough for that to happen. You're talking about Hagler Leonard. They were mainstream enough to do it again, or Leonard and Hearns or something like that, you know. But, I don't have a thirst to see the old fighters fight. I love to see them. You know, when I went to, I went and visited the International Boxing Hall of Fame, I just, you know, I like to see them there and meet them. And that's the only people that I'll ask autographs for. You know, but as far as watching them fight, I don't have any thirst for it. I just watch it if they decide to. Unless
right, but if there was a senior circuit or tournament, you would tune in.
Yeah, I would watch.
Nice.
I'd watch.
All right. Well, like I said, this is boxing is life. I mean, life, like according to Mike Tyson and Roy Jones Jr., their boxing is all life. You know, they're gonna get it on in the ring. So, who would you predict? On if you had to predict the outcome of the fight, who would you take?
As the rules as they stand?
Yeah.
16-ounce gloves, no judges. My prediction is that the fight will go the distance. And that nobody gets hurt. That's my prediction. But if you're asking for my prediction as to who would be considered the winner, I believe that Mike Tyson will probably, and I'll let you know because I'm definitely going to tune in, be considered the victor in this fight.
Nice. And 2B1 Energy is going to go with Roy Jones Jr. out of Florida. Definitely going with the speed and the power, as well as I think he has the more freshness of the two fighters. But in the meantime, this is another edition of the Burrito Radio Show. Thank you, Baba Zande, for helping us out analyzing this up and coming legendary match. Thanks, Baba Zande.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. And I hope you have me back again. I love this topic. And I love this show.
Well, you are the star of the show.
That's why I love it.
In the meantime, we'll be back again with another episode of Boxing is Life. I'm your host, 2B1 Energy, and that's Baba Zande out of the Cameroon.
Keep your left hand up, y'all.
Once again, we'll see you next time. We'll hear from us, the Burrito Radio Show. For the record, B-Hop, a.k.a. Bernard Hopkins, a.k.a. the Executioner, a.k.a. the Alien, did fight Roy Jones Jr. twice, and the matchup was split even. So Baba Zande was correct when he first stated that the best fight that Roy Jones ever had was against Bernard Hopkins, or one of the better fights. Have you ever wondered how the pedicab industry got started? You know, the guys and gals that travel people around town? Well, purchase the book Pedicab Hearsay, available on Amazon.com, both electronic and hard copy. Get the stories today.